Welcome to the Thinklings Podcast, a conversation where good thoughts help renew the mind with the Word of God. I'm Charlie Carter, and I'm here with Tim Little and Andy Stearns. Let's jump into the conversation. Happy Thanksgiving Day from the Thinklings Podcast. And this is a bonus. We have not traditionally posted really anything on non-Tuesdays.
For real.
For 5 years.
This is a first.
I'm a little lost right now. I'm not sure what's going on.
You're always a little.
So this is being posted on Thanksgiving. And we want to say this is just a thank you to our normal listeners. So just want to be thankful for you. And what we're going to do here, we have a couple items of business. We're not going to do books and business, but we do have some official business to take care of. So I believe we've rendered two official judgments on, yes, like that we voted on. One of, yep, them was that Boxing Day is now, mm-hmm, a holiday. We've co-opted, yep, Boxing Day.
Yep.
And then number two was that Josh Boyd is, yep, a Thinkling.
Dr. Boyd.
Oh boy.
Dr. Boyd is a Thinkling. So I have a third.
Ooh. Yes.
I want to bring to the floor. Is it Thanksgivelings? G-I-V-L-I-N-G-S.
Oh boy.
Or is it Thanksgivelings? G-I-V-I-L-I-N-G-S.
The former.
You think the first one? Thanksgivelings instead of Thanksgivelings. I kind of like the, huh, givelings.
So I think I lean toward Thanksgivelings because that's how we did it at first. But whenever you say Thanksgivelings, it almost sounds like the, no, the way gobble sounds, like, no, the word gobble. It's almost like if a turkey said it, Thanksgivelings, you know, that's how it would say it.
Well, we're not turkeys.
I'm torn. Okay, then it's probably the first one.
Thanksgiving.
Okay, so we're all in affirmation that it's Thanksgivelings. Yeah. Just as I searched for it, and I think there was one post where I typed it wrong. It's, I think, a podcast title that says that.
What's that?
A podcast.
There's a discrepancy in the text.
Yeah.
If you go down through and you look at,
yep,
previous titles, yep, somewhere it does say Thanksgivelings.
If it makes you feel better, we can vote on it.
But we are our own assembly authority. We call it like an ecclesiastical authority, and we can vote on which text form it is. Just got critical quick.
What do you think this is? The Council of Chalcedon?
Moving on.
Council of Thinklingdon. I don't know.
Okay, so all in favor?
Aye.
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 There we go.
Our third official judgment. It is Thanksgivelings.
Can I just comment? So I think, Tim is, I think in seminary, you spend so much of your time in heavy, serious lifting thinking, which is a really good thing. That I think when that kind of level of thinking is displayed over a word, I think your brain breaks. I think that's where you're like, what are we doing? It's like, what?
Why are we giveling all the time to this? That's right.
This is so good.
So here's what we're going to do with the rest of this. We're going to try to make it quick, but it'll probably take a little bit longer than we think. We're going to go around it's not a circle, it's a triangle. We're going to go around the triangle and we're going to say one thing that we're thankful for, or maybe most thankful for this year. And then the thing that we're looking forward to the most on this day. So on Thanksgiving and or Black Friday, that we're eating or doing.
Ooh.
So we could focus it on a food or you could focus it on an activity.
Oh, interesting. But, okay.
And I will go first. So I am looking forward to listeners of our podcast, dear friends, Cameron and Anya over in Williamsburg. They had their first child this year, ooh, Lydia.
Oh, that's
and,
so cool.
And I have not yet met her. And so I think on the 29th, so tomorrow as this is posting, I get to go and see them. And I think we're going to play some board games and, meet my new favorite Dietrich.
Oh, that's
that
fun.
Is awesome.
That's really fun.
And so that's what I'm most looking forward to. Thing I'm probably most thankful for at this point is that Mapping Discipleship is off to the printer. It should, yay, be arriving soon. And just really excited for how God will use that in churches and with people in their ministry. So.
I've been glad to see how many online people have been excited about it. I don't know what pre-orders are looking like, but
really
it seemed
thankful
really good.
To Tim and Andy, who have helped the process the whole time, and they have helped me in the crafting of it, the honing of it, and then Tim, a pretty Herculean effort of getting it published. So thankful for that whole process. So thank you two for that, but excited for the book to be done.
And thank you for the mental picture of the cartoon Hercules with Tim's face just now.
And anyone that wants to meme that, go to people. Town.
You guys are horrendous.
Meme it, everybody. Yeah. You can do it.
So I approved the final approval of the documents. Well, while we're recording, it was like yesterday. So that was always a good thing. And I'm hoping they arrive by January 15th.
That'd be so cool.
They need to.
Especially for that one class where it's going to be a textbook.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fine. We can delay that reading. No big deal.
I'm going to be contacting them. It's like, can you please make sure? Anyway, all of these things just take a lot of time. And so anyway, thank you for everybody that has ordered it. And I'm really excited about how God's going to use it too. I'll be using it in my discipleship. And so thanks for writing it. Okay, so my two things. You know, what do I like the most about Thanksgiving, Thursday, Friday? I honestly like the fellowship. I hang out with family. Sometimes non-family members come, but...
Levites?
Yeah. Levites.
So good.
We were talking off there about... Charlie was even adding to the devotional from... Tuesday's episode a little bit about inviting other people to your Thanksgiving. It's a good thing. And just the fellowshipping there is really, I think, the thing that I enjoy the most. Usually we have the football game on. And it's usually on mute. So we just watch it and like casually while we're talking and stuff. Right. So that's probably, I would say, my highlight of the Thanksgiving time period. Second would probably be the day after we usually set up all of our Christmas stuff. And that's always a lot of fun.
On
Friday after Thanksgiving, we usually kind of kick off the Christmas season.
Mm. Unboxing day.
Yes, unboxing day. And then the things that I'm thankful for. So for this year, I try to work with my kids about just kind of seeing the little things in life and to be thankful for just the little things, whether it's the food that we have, the house that we have, all of these little blessings we just overlook all of the time. And so as we are reflecting upon the things that we're thankful for, a lot of times those little things fall through the cracks. For example, a regularly functioning internet connection.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Tim, way to bring this one up, buddy. That was a great choice.
So, you know, we had a bit of an issue and we didn't have that and we've had work around it. And it's just made me pause and reflect, you know, the little things that we take advantage of.
That's really good.
All the time. And not having, God says, nope, you're not going to have that for a little while. And then you realize what a blessing some of those things are. So that's what I wanted to highlight today. Just a regularly functioning internet connection through which I can minister and work more efficiently. All of the things connect to the technology that makes me a better minister and servant of the Lord, I take for granted. I'm thankful for that this Thanksgiving.
That is fantastic. I would agree with you. I had not thought of that. And I think I have never been more thankful for Wi-Fi these last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So, and it's funny, like you lose something and then you're like, oh man, I really am grateful. Well, what am I most looking forward to in the festivities of Thanksgiving? Well, this year I'll be going down to Burlington, Iowa, and we'll be with Melissa's family. And so that's going to be exciting. That's always a good time. And I think probably I really like the people. I like the fact that you just hang around with your family the whole couple of days. I like that. But when it comes to food, I think I'm really excited about that perfect bite of a little bit of turkey, a little bit of mashed potatoes, and a little bit of gravy. I think that's it. Pumpkin pie is a close second, but I love Thanksgiving food.
I do too. It's awesome.
Stuffing. I mean, I don't know that I could pick a favorite in the whole plate, but I really like it. So listener, if you are having food, I hope you enjoy whatever food you're having. Even if you're serving raccoon this year.
Oh boy.
What am I thankful for? This year, I'm really thankful for the hope of the gospel and the hope of the resurrection. So listener, today, Thanksgiving, if you're listening to it on Thanksgiving, is the 28th. The day after is the 29th, which happens to be C.S. Lewis's day. That was his birthday. But the other thing for me is that is the day that Robin died last year. So this Thanksgiving, the day after, will be the 1-year anniversary of Robin's entrance into heaven. And a minute ago off air, I said something like, sorry to make this next episode so heavy, you know, because we're off to, you know, talk about my dead wife. And it was more of a statement of like jolt as a sort of a comment. And Charlie said, she's not dead. And totally brought me to tears there. And so I'm really thankful for the resurrection. And I'm thankful for the hope. I'm really thankful she's not in pain. She just lived a lot of pain. That last year was really hard for her, and she'd had persistent health problems. And I remember many times we'd be going somewhere and her hip would hurt or something. And I said, man, babe, when you get to heaven, I don't think anyone's going to enjoy their glorified body more than you, which is probably not true. I bet some paraplegics have something to say about that. But I'm really thankful for the gospel, both for the resurrection. So, and that's not to say I'm not thankful for the way God's cared for my family after that, especially being remarried and God welding our family back together has been such a blessing. And so, walking with the God who both takes away, but also gives, I'm very, very grateful for that this year.
Yeah. And, thank all of the listeners here. Thank you for being a part of our podcast and letting our podcast be a part of your life. We know some of you listen, you know, every month, you know, every couple of months. Some of you listen every week right away. And so you're probably listening to this directly thinking that, you know, hey, they posted another episode and that's super fun. And so thank you. Thank you for letting our discussions be a part of your life. And we'll have more fun stuff and frivolity throughout the holiday season here, all the way to 2025. But thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week on the next episode of the Thinklings Podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Thinklings Podcast. We would love to hear from you. If you have any feedback, suggestions, or potential topics that you'd like us to discuss, you can contact us through our email, thinklingspodcast@gmail.com. Remember, don't let this conversation end with this podcast. Read good books, talk about them with your friends, and always continue to cultivate your mind. See you next time on the Thinklings Podcast.